Please help me to welcome our next speaker, your chief, my chief, the chief of police, Charlie Beck.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, class. Welcome to the family and friends of Recruit Class 312. Welcome to the home of the Los Angeles Police Department. It's not just the home of the Los Angeles Police Department because it's where our academy is. This is the home of the Los Angeles Police Department because this is where our heart is. 62 years ago, my father graduated on this field. 35 years ago, almost exactly, as I was class 377, I graduated on this field, as did my sister, two cousins, my two children, and my son-in-law. When I welcome you here, I'm welcoming you to my home. I will talk a little bit about the rules of my house in a bit, but I want to use this opportunity to recognize some folks and to recognize three principles of policing, three tenets of the Los Angeles Police Department that have to be discussed. The first one is sacrifice, the second is heroism, and the third is service. First, sacrifice. I wear the black ribbon on my badge today because of the sacrifice of California Highway Patrol officer Kevin Youngstrom. Kevin was killed on a traffic stop this week. 7-year veteran of the Highway Patrol, he had no way of knowing when his end would come. He made the ultimate sacrifice. And every day, I pray that none of you and none of them will ever make that sacrifice. But my prayers won't go entirely answered. It would be naive to think that Los Angeles police officers could, through training, providence, or just deserts, escape the dangers of this profession. So some will be called to sacrifice, and we must recognize that. Second, I want to talk about heroism. The heroism that you will witness as Los Angeles police officers will humble you. I will bring up an incident that is close to my heart and also involves one of your classmates. If I get Officer Patrick Peterson to stand up. Patrick is a U.S. Marine, now a Los Angeles police officer. He served in Afghanistan as a corpsman, and he rendered aid to a very close and dear friend of mine, R.J. Cottle, who was killed in Afghanistan. Patrick, you sit down. R.J.'s sacrifice, not only a sacrifice as a Los Angeles police officer, but as a sergeant major in the Marine Corps, is something you should all strive to emulate. His commitment to not only this city, but this country, is something we must always remember. And the way you remember that is through your actions. You will hear me say this on many other occasions. Everything each of you does reflects on me, reflects on them, reflects on the people sitting next to you, reflects on your family, and reflects on the heroes that have gone before you. And you must never, ever do anything that brings disrespect or dishonor to those that you serve with and those that have built the foundation upon which you serve. I particularly want to draw your attention to matters of character as they evolve around use of force issues. All of you learned the techniques of the use of force in the academy. Right now, and I remember it well, you swell with pride in your abilities. You feel confident in your capability. But let me explain something to you. The true demonstration of strength, the true demonstration of force is restraint. Those that have it don't need to use it. Now, when you do, you be effective, you be humane, and you be quick, and you be safe. But you never, ever break the boundaries upon which your education has been based. You do the right thing. And the people behind you, your family and friends, have taught you what that is. And I know your instructors have reminded you. Now let me talk about the last piece, service. You know, the Los Angeles Police Department is many things to many people. You're about to become patrol officers. You will be faced with a wide variety of circumstances, community issues, family issues, crime issues, and you're gonna have to deal with them. But what I would like to pull forward as an example, when you deal with the issues of the day, when you deal with the issues that confront law enforcement, is one of our members of our department who is retiring, has retired actually last week. That's Pat Gannon, sits next to me here. Pat, wave at the crowd. Pat retires as the chief of South Bureau, one of the most difficult commands in the city. 1,700 police officers worked for him, over 4 geographic and 1 traffic division that patrol South Los Angeles and all that that entails. Pat was in charge of everything from traffic to homicide. A daunting, daunting task. And he did it the way I want you to do your jobs. Matter of fact, your class president talked a little bit about it. He did it with humility. He did it with compassion. And he did it with conviction. He did it knowing what I know in my absolute core, that cops make a difference. That what you do every day has a tremendous effect on people's lives, and more than just individual lives, on the quality of life in this city. You are the most important piece of government. You are the piece that never rests. You are the piece that responds no matter what. You are the piece that can repair. You are the piece that can create tranquility and create community. There is no other part of government that can do that. You are also the piece that can rip that apart, as I have witnessed at least twice during my lifetime, and once during my tenure as a Los Angeles police officer. And that will never happen again, not while I stand. I want you to think about your jobs, not just in the context of the mechanics of what you've learned in the police academy, but in the context of what you can do to make a difference in the places that you will be assigned to work. And when you struggle, which you will, making decisions, I want you to think about a couple things. I want you to think about sacrifice. I want you to think about heroism. I want you to think about service. And I want you to think about your families who sit behind you and your friends who created the character that you possess that has allowed you to become Los Angeles police officers. Because believe me, While the Academy staff can make you a little bit smarter, they can make you a lot stronger, they cannot improve your character. Your character is created by your families, and you were selected for that character. And one day, 35 years from now, you will be frailer. You will be unable to do the things you physically can do now. All those physical prowess will fade, but your character can never fade. And with that character, you can have a career, you can make a difference, and you can turn this city into the paradise it was meant to be. So, the other thing is, one of you sits in those chairs because Pat Gannon retired. And I need somebody to replace him. And unless you work on your character, you will never meet that standard. So, family and friends, I had a couple of things I wanted to touch on this time. I didn't get a chance to speak to you as I normally do. Thank you for what you've done for your new police officers. Keep them grounded. Remind them why they sit in those chairs. It's because of you. And it's because of the character that you imbued in them. And if you see that character slip, because believe me, there are many, many stresses on this department and many things which can affect that, then you bring them into check. And I make a promise to you as I close, the same promise I make to every class's family and friends, that as your police officers protect and serve the city of Los Angeles, I will protect and serve them. Thank you.